How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, sans Vason, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Now, where do you get your news fix on a daily basis? Have you ever considered working for that organization that provides those vital news? Today, we're going to talk to an American global leader in this space, and we're going to see how they tackle talent / employer brand. Let's start the show. Hey, Austin, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. So welcome to the podcast, and please let our listeners know who you are and what you do.
Great. Well, my name is Austin Graff, and I work at the Washington Post. I used to lead talent marketing, brand, and social media, which I still do. But in addition to that, I lead recruiting and internal communications as well.
Okay, so this is normally the point where I say, okay, so what does your company do? But in this case, I think most of our listeners are aware of the Washington Post. So let's jump straight into talent challenges. So apart from perhaps people thinking that they can join and work alongside Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, what are some of the challenges that you are faced with?
That is a good attraction to know that Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep and Steven Spielberg have in fact been in our building multiple times around the movie The Post. So that was a nice work perk to be able to meet them and see them and work with them a little bit. But like you said, I think a lot of people at this point have heard of the Washington Post. A lot of people have consumed our product, so they have some sense of some of our key values, like integrity, for example, is just so important in media always, but especially lately. And so people have some idea of what we stand for and our values. Our tagline, democracy dies in darkness, is also a good tool for our employer brand as well. And that's on the masterhead. It's on WashingtonPost.com and every page. It's very much out there. For us, since we know our brand, which is who we are, really our approach is to focus on the marketing. So like, how do you tell people who we are? And how do we build awareness? And so for us, we really want to tell our culture story through this multi-channel marketing approach. And we've decided to really focus on the next few years around three segments of that. One is digital marketing. So through partnerships, both content partnerships that live online, but also partnerships with groups who attract diverse audiences that we're trying to target and trying to host in-person events. And then also email and web. And then video is the second. And then third is social media, to really kind of rebrand our social media and to produce original content. Since the Washington Post, we're all about original content, from articles, but also to videos. So our team has to do the same as well.
Democracy dies in darkness is clearly a very powerful tagline. Do you have a corresponding EVP, something that's used specifically for talent?
We do. And we're kind of in the middle of a big project. We're looking at different personas because in media, especially lately, we have very different types of people that we're trying to attract. So we have the newsroom. A newsroom is very different because we're trying to attract editors and journalists and reporters. And that part of the media industry is just very public. So we kind of know who we want to go after because we know their work because it's all public. So it's a very different talent brand experience versus our engineering side, our technology side, because we're very much a media technology company as well. And a lot of people don't know that. And so that's one of the main stories we're trying to tell, is that we truly are about innovation and how we're innovating within the media space, but also in the technology space as well. And that happened before Jeff Bezos bought us. And he's just put more fuel to the pedal in order to do that. And so we really kind of, we lead with our democracy dies in darkness, but our theme this year is impact tomorrow. No matter where you work within the organization, we're all supporting our tagline, democracy dies in darkness, trying to shed light on truth around the world. And everyone plays a part in that. So you really are impacting tomorrow. And then we hire, we call them catalysts, but we hire and retain talent around three catalysts. And that's ideas. So how are we innovating in not just in terms of product, but also the process in which we do our work. Speed, are we producing high quality work fast? Because that's very important for media. And then three is take ownership. So really trying to be the CEO of whatever area that you own within the Washington Post. And that started out as more aspirational of like, yeah, a lot of that exists currently, but these are the three things that we need all employees to embody to take us to the next level of the Washington Post, especially since media is constantly changing and needs to change to be more innovative.
Interesting. And those three themes, are they, I'm just thinking Jeff Bezos now, because we know he owns a couple of other companies, some fairly big ones. Are they similar themes running in those companies? Is that like a Jeff Bezos type of approach?
So that happened separate from Jeff Bezos. I would imagine that he would support it because it's very much of what he says publicly. Kind of,
yeah, sounds like it.
After those things, like one of his big things is to always have a day one mentality. And that is to say that on the very first day of a new job, you bring that energy, you're curious, you ask questions, at least top performers do that. And you really need to do that every single day. And so essentially you need to take ownership every single day and just own whatever area, be innovative, be curious, ask questions, and work fast.
Let's talk about the activation. You mentioned some interesting three-pronged approach there. Interested in particular around, you're talking about perhaps diversity attraction. You work with partners. What does that look like?
Several years ago, we decided to, so one of our biggest challenges is we wanted people of diverse thinking, which often comes with people with diverse backgrounds. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to come to the Washington Post at all levels, but especially in engineering, to help us innovate, because we can only innovate and test and learn and fail if we have people of all different perspectives and ways of thinking. And so we decided to partner with a lot of community groups within Washington, D.C. area. So like Women in Technology, for example, or DC Femtech, we're one of the best places for women in technology in the entire country. And so we wanted to partner with all the different groups around that. And space is hard to come by in Washington, DC, especially in downtown DC where the Washington Post is. And so we would often host their events here at the Washington Post at no charge to them in exchange to be a main sponsor. And that helped us get a lot of people to apply for our key jobs and then eventually came to the Washington Post as employees. But as times have changed and because of security in the whole media industry, it's harder for us to host groups from the outside. We needed to pivot our approach. So we decided to really focus on what we call content partnerships online. And so one example of that is there's a big association of designers called AIGA, and they have a diversity branch. And so we partner with them on an initiative that they're doing to tell stories of people within organizations, not just designers, but all creatives. And they told those stories to their very large audience than ours. And that cost us no money. So they came in, and of course, we helped with creative directing and editing, but they did the grunt work. And then they gave us a finished product, which were four beautiful stories of our employees across the company that they shared on to their networks online, and we did as well. So it gave us free content, gave us a wider audience, and it cost us nothing versus the old approach, in-person events approach, that cost us a lot of time. And even though the partners didn't pay money, we had to pay a lot of money just to host them, to have security and the AC on and all of that with the same results.
Of course, you have a massive platform yourselves, so the site and the app and so on, and the newspapers, must not forget. How much space do you get then there for telling stories about talent and joining the Post?
Because of media, the newsroom has to be very separate. And so there's no blend with the business side of the company, just to uphold integrity of journalism. And so we don't tell our stories on our WashingtonPost.com site. And we do have a career site that you can find through our main page, but our content will never be on the homepage. And so we have our separate accounts online. They used to be called WP Jobs, but we realized that very much limits the audience to just people who want to work here, versus we really want to create this movement, this Wash Post Life movement that embodies all of our catalysts. And that's not just one audience, that's really for everyone who's interested. And so we rebranded to Wash Post Life. And so those are our accounts, our website, our intranet, all that is branded around this one naming convention, which is Wash Post Life. That is part of WashingtonPost.com in the very bottom of the page, but will never appear on the homepage.
And that's a hashtag as well, I take it.
It is, yep. Yeah, so that was one of our biggest challenges was, great, how do we, using a large audience that we already have, how do we attract followers to our accounts?
When you're out there publishing on social media, where does the post?
I love social media, digital marketing. We have a pretty sophisticated social media strategy. And so we do have our name secured on almost every platform, but really just have a strategy based on our bandwidth and resources to really focus on just a few of them. So our main one is Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. But then we launched a year and a half ago, Instagram as well, because we realized that's where a lot of our audience lives. And so we have a strategy for each of those platforms. But we also have a long-term strategy as our team grows and our resources grow. What other platforms do we then activate since we have those naming, those accounts already secure?
You also mentioned emails. So how do you work with email marketing?
We have a tool that we created ourselves that is very similar to a MailChimp, and we send regular communication to what we call our talent community. And it's not just open jobs, but it's also kind of telling our culture story. But we want it to be engaging. We very much ask questions to open up our audience to engage with us and be on this journey with us. And compared to benchmark, we have a very high open rate and click-through rate, but we are rethinking email, and we're also rethinking our website to see how are they still relevant? So that is kind of a big question mark moving forward. But as of today, we do have email marketing and of course, a careers website.
Do you ever leverage perhaps your big profiles who write for you, columnists and journalists and so on? Do they ever help you out and post something about WashPost life, for instance, on their own channels?
Yes. Yeah, they often do. So one of the things that we did when I first started was taking some learnings from the influencer marketing world from the celebrity relations world, which I owned at my previous jobs. How do we create this kind of internal ambassador program that's very organic, because it has to be. If it's too manufactured, people won't engage, especially in media. And so we decided to launch a few content series that were really centered around our employees. So one is a series we do every Monday called Motivation Monday, which is built for Instagram story. And we tell in a very visual, dynamic way these career stories of some of our key employees. And they always kind of talk about how they're raised and what they wanted to be as a child and how they hung on to that and actually went into the industry that they wanted to originally, or how they pivoted from that and why. And we get great engagement. And so I also use that opportunity to socialize the hashtag WashPostLife in that series, as well as our Takeover Tuesday series. So every Tuesday across the entire company, every level, every department, every function, we give our account over to an employee, a top performing employee, to kind of tell their WashPost life. And that's to give us content. It's compelling. Our audience does enjoy it. But it's also to socialize the hashtag WashPost life and to get it kind of introducing it to them. And then we see often afterwards, people now are sold into this hashtag and they're going to use it when they post about work on their social media. So because of that, we actually rarely have to ask our employees to ever share, because they do so organically, because they've been part of these series, they kind of feel an ownership of the hashtag and will often tell why they like working at the Washington Post without ever being asked. And a lot of our top columnists do that.
What about Mr. Bezos himself? Does he ever use that hashtag? Does he ever talk about working for the Washington Post, or does he help any other capacity?
Jeff's relationship with the Washington Post. So he has monthly calls with the leadership team and comes into the Washington Post on occasion. So the difference between Amazon and the Washington Post is Jeff is the CEO of Amazon. And that is his, first company. And because of his role there as CEO, of course, he's very involved in that. Jeff just owns the Washington Post. He is involved to the extent of those phone calls and his visits when he comes here in person. But it's very different compared to his relationship with Amazon. And so he has, to my knowledge, yet to post to Washington Post life. And he may never will, just because he just owns us versus being an employee.
When you have your celebrity journalists posting on your behalf and so on, do you ever have the reverse issue of having too many applications, perhaps not all of them relevant?
We do, yeah. And that just comes with a lot of people know our product. We have a lot of readers, and a lot of them, just because they feel like they know the Washington Post and they've been as part of the Washington Post for a long time in our journey of just reading our coverage, we do get a lot of applicants that just aren't qualified for some jobs. But we always see that we're all about user experience and creating a good user experience for all of our readers. And that includes people who apply for jobs, even if they're not going to get the job. And so we want to make sure we're very honoring in that entire approach and how we communicate with them, and even just respecting them for being readers. We still want them to be ambassadors for us and still read us, even if they may not get a job.
So important when you're a consumer brand, of course. How do you measure your success on talent branding?
We have several different metrics, but the most key is number of applicants. We have pretty hard goals of the increase of applications year over year, especially around certain roles. And we always, that's our main metric. But of course, we also track brand impressions as well, follower growth on social and to our email, website traffic, and how long they're staying. And then, of course, people who actually get hired and for how long they stay at the Washington Post. But for us, for talent marketing, the main goal for us is number of applicants.
What are your top tips to other employer brand, talent brand professionals listening to this?
Yeah, I would say try to go back to the basics of just digital marketing and trying to deploy some of the best practices around digital marketing. So one, I think people can lead with content even with no budget. I'm grateful I started out my career in nonprofit because we had very little budget compared to my next job at Coca-Cola where we had large budget, but that forced us at that nonprofit to get scrappy. And so with a smartphone, you really can create good content and it doesn't have to be polished, especially on social media, because that's the whole point of social media is to connect human to human. And often that means not so polished content. And so don't shy away with that. You really can start and take good photos and good videos, just entirely shot on your iPhone and even edited on your iPhone. And so start leading with original content. Give content that your followers can't find anywhere else. And then really be specific with each platform. Don't just repost to Facebook, to Twitter, to Instagram. Make sure that you really understand the strengths and differences of those platforms and tailor your content so it is different and plays off the strengths of each of those platforms. And then next, I do think in talent marketing and just marketing all up, we have to always be innovating. And that's very much who we are, the Washington Post now. And I try to do something called 2010 rule, where 70% of the marketing triggers that I'm pulling should be the big triggers of the day. So that's a Facebook, for example, and maybe it's email or mobile or whatever it is. And then 20% of my time and resources should really go to what's new. And so that could be Instagram story is kind of hot right now. Reddit is also for brands. Then 10% should focus on what's next. So these are the more niche sites like TikTok, for example, a short video platform that's been around for a while, but it's been in the media of late. Focusing 10% of time on what could be good next, because that shows that you're innovating and you can learn things about marketing from those platforms that you wouldn't in the bigger, more relevant platforms. And then if they do explode and go big, you already have a strategy. You probably will be used as a case study. And so we're constantly doing that. We want to be an employer brand that is on just innovative platforms. And we've done that. We have our own original content series on IGTV, for example. We utilize Story all the time and Snapchat and whatnot. And then also never lose sight that it's about the human connection. I think there's so much in the realm of marketing and talent marketing, so many triggers. At the end of the day, it really is just to connect human to human. Everyone has relationships in their lives that they care about and kind of use the best practices of how you engage in those relationships online as well.
How can our listeners find out more about the stellar work that you do at the Washington Post and where can they connect with yourself? I know you write for the Post as well. So where can they go?
You can follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, just Wash Post Life. And if you can choose one of those platforms, do Instagram. And then me personally, I'm Austin K. Graff, G-R-A-F-F as in Frank, on every social media platform. But again, I recommend on Instagram. And I have written for the Washington Post as well and have done several travel stories and parenting stories and local living stories. And I'm the face of DC in terms of where to visit when you come. And so I wrote a whole DC guide that's published in the Washington Post. And you can find that if you just Google my name, Austin Graff, Washington Post, my byline will come up and you'll see my page and all the articles I've written there.
So you're volunteering to be everyone's tourist guide when we come to visit.
Oh, of course. I love doing that. Truly. And I always respond to every message on Instagram. So follow me there, direct message me there for recommendations, and I will give you a personal list of things.
That's fantastic. We'll take you up on that. Thank you so much for your time today, Austin.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
A
Okay, there you have it, folks. Feel free to reach out to Austin and connect up and say thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. And of course, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, feel free to do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and SoundCloud and all the other places. And if you really want to put a smile on my face, why not leave a review on one of those platforms? It really helps us to reach more people like yourself. And if you want to inject some science, some evidence, some proof into your employer brand efforts, why not check out the Employer Brand Index, which is our approach to measuring an organization's reputation as an employer. So that's employerbrandindex.co. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch you next week. Hey!
Why do ducks have webbed feet? To stomp out fires. Why do elephants have flat feet? To stomp out burning ducks.